I'm sure all it picked up was butts.
They're beautiful. I mean, they're very well sculpted. And like,
who was it? Was like, the Italian?
So round. Oh, of course it was the Italian.
Yeah, it was the Italian. And what was his last name that you want to marry him now?
No, it was her name. Her name was Anna Capolini or something like that. I was
Capitapi.
Anna Capitapi.
She's beautiful. She just, they skate so well together.
Yeah.
I watched theirs.
He had a very interesting top. So I was like leaning in. I go, oh, he's got a nice ass.
That's right. We're all about the ass here.
Yeah, I woke up, sat on the couch, and there was like five of these.
Oh my god, Joy!
I bought a package of yogurt covered raisins because I was like, I'll eat one a day.
Lies, you ate them in
10
minutes.
I ate six of them in one sitting.
Oh my god!
No, I ate five of them in one sitting, and then I ate the last one today.
That's much
better. after lunch. That's
five and then one is supposed to six all at once.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we're recording? Oh, hi. Hi, everybody.
Hola.
Hey, guys.
Welcome.
So this is Crystal.
To death.
And
to death?
Oh, my God.
I'm very morbid right now. I don't know what's happening. Oh, this is Joy.
So what are we talking about today, Joy?
Ladybird.
This is, what number is this for us now?
Five
in our Oscar series.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about
Conversations with Oscar.
Oscar. So overall,
speaking of Oscar, I have to show you the video I made.
You made a video
of Oscar?
Is it a music video?
His name.
She did. We'll do this later. But it was great. I'm just letting you know ahead of time. It's beautiful.
Okay. Right. Sorry.
Wrong movie. Ladybird.
Ladybird.
All right. Initial thoughts, reactions.
So Joy saw it like way before we did.
Months ago.
I saw it when it came out with my mom.
Out, yeah.
Crystal saw it the other night.
Like last week or 2 weeks ago or something. Mm-hmm. And I just saw it last night.
Yeah.
And so it's more fresh in my brain, although I do have notes. Initial reaction. I thought it was good. It's one of those, much like Saoirse Ronan in Brooklyn a couple years ago. It's a simple, more or less simple story. It's very well told, very well acted. Yeah.
I told Joy, I was like, there's not a flaw in the movie. I didn't, there was nothing for me to nitpick. There wasn't like, oh, I really liked it, but.
I wish they would have done that.
I wish this would have happened, or they shouldn't have done that, or they should have cut this out. I felt like it was just a perfect movie.
You can tell there was affection behind it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It was made with love and care.
Behind every word, behind every scene, every shot. Yeah, you could tell. You could feel the love in it for sure.
Yeah. Yes. And I know Greta Gerwig, shout out, female director. When I watched some interviews with her, I mean, this is where she grew up and this is how she visualized it. So it is coming from a place of love and affection. Because that's how she feels about it. And she translated it very well.
Agreed.
It was a really good vision for it.
I didn't know, because I knew more or less what it was about, coming of age, blah, blah, blah. But I didn't know that it was set in 2002, which
is when you were coming of age.
I was 15 years old in 2002. I was in high school, just like her. I wasn't a senior, though. So I was like extremely nostalgic the entire movie.
And I didn't think about that till towards the end of the movie.
Me either.
I was like, oh, wait, that was...
When she said 02, I was like, oh, my God. And then they started playing, like, music that I love. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this movie is great. And even down to, like, the pink tile in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And there's, like, the popular girl, when they're at her house having a party.
Mm-hmm.
She's wearing that, like, oh, my God, that, like, striped shirt with, like, the white collar. I had an exact shirt. I am not kidding you. That's what I was like, oh, my God. I was freaking out the entire movie because it was so interesting because that was me. Like, I was that age at the time.
Yeah.
I
didn't even think about that.
Yeah, that was me.
I didn't think about it until we were watching it together. I go, oh, wait, this was like you were in high school. She's only a few years older than you.
Especially the dances. Like, I didn't go to dances, but I kind of did. Anyways, whatever. The music I was playing was totally at the dances. Question. I didn't grow up Catholic. I didn't go to Catholic school. Not that y'all did either. But
Catholic school. I grew up Catholic.
Yeah, but you know, Catholic school, though.
But it is pretty
well, anyways, Catholic. What's your question? All-knowing Catholic lady. Catholic schools have dances?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's odd to me.
But you just got to leave room for Jesus.
Which I think is so funny.
Six inches for the Holy Spirit.
I think it's so funny she said that while Bone Thugs and Harmony was playing.
Right?
Like, okay, whatever. That's fine. That just made me laugh. So what did I say? The whole thing about her saying, like, I'll get a job or I'll do this. I'll figure it out.
I know. I thought that was the one part where I was like
nostalgic.
I
was feeling all of that.
With her whole, like, going to college and trying to afford college and everything else like that, I was like, I very much sympathized with her for, like, 99% of the movie. But until she said that, I was like, oh, honey, oh, no. Think of your parents. Like, what?
Well, you can't just do that. If when you're that age, you're so naturally self-obsessed, you know, that you just think, oh, it'll figure it out. Like, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, you're a young adult. You have an adult brain, but you're still such a child.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that was such a great example of that, of her. I'm like, oh, I'll figure it out. Or it's not a big deal. I'll just get scholarships, or I'll get whatever, a grant or whatever that. Like, and because I was that, like we all were. So yeah. It was very reminiscent of my childhood. And I love how she commented on the popular girl having an off-roader, and she was like, she's not doing any off-roading. Because my friends and I said that about another girl, like, almost exactly to a T, that conversation.
Oh, my God. Like, oh. So this movie is basically your life?
I had no
That's
idea
so
it was going to be so similar to me.
I didn't realize.
Because there was a popular girl who had an off-roader, and we're like, she's not off-roading at all. Yeah. Anyways.
She's not off-roading in that top.
I told Joy and I kind of discussed this movie a few weeks ago when I saw it because she had seen it so long ago. She was like, I need to talk to somebody about it.
I know. I literally have been waiting.
You should write like a blog or something.
So
we have a website after all.
I mean, I Tumblr'd about it.
So I was saying, because I did grow up Catholic, like when they were in mass, I was like quoting. I knew every word. I was responding with them. And then they got to the musical theater scenes, and every song they auditioned with was a Sondheim song. So, of course, I knew every word. And then they were doing Merrily We Roll Along, which is one of my very favorite shows, like, ever. And I was geeking out and, like, trying not to sing along in the movies. I was like, how did we get to be here?
Didn't you say you were the only one in the theater when you saw it, though?
No. About 5 minutes, I tweeted that, or I sent that picture out. And then, like, 5 minutes before the movie started, like, 4 older couples popped in.
Naturally.
Yeah. So no, start singing anyway. The only one.
They probably couldn't hear you.
That's true.
Also, okay, so that game was like, okay, the first one to cry. That was so weird to me.
The what?
When they're in like theater rehearsals and the director's like, okay, we're gonna play a game where the first one to cry.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know. I just look on, if I was in that, I'm like, okay, I'll do it, like, because it's theater. But like outside, I was like, this is so weird.
Watching them play the theater games was like, oh, God, we really are nerds. Bless us.
You know what? Seeing all that with her theater friends and hanging out, I'm like, oh, I miss doing shows.
Yeah, it made me so nostalgic.
Oh,
I was like,
gosh.
I miss having that family, that cast family.
Just, like, having those friends and, like...
Which, actually, we looked up auditions today.
And so, yeah. They are doing West Side Story at Grand Prairie.
Summer. So we're all auditioning for West Side Story. Is that what I heard? That's what I heard. We're all auditioning.
Maria.
Awesome. I'll take a part of Tony.
She wants that a girl named Maria.
She wants us to audition for Mamma Mia.
Yeah. That would be so much.
I don't know anything about
that. That'd be so fucking fun. You don't understand. That'd be the most fun summer ever.
Well, I can't do it.
Anyways,
so
the goal
is
to audition for something soon.
So seeing that
Why am I
really...
seated in prayer? It was the movie.
Yeah, for sure. The thrift town they went to also made me nostalgic.
Also, same. So, I go to thrift town. I used to go to thrift town way more when I lived in Arlington because
exactly
there was
like
one right
the
by
one
there.
There was one in a... Can I say the city? Is that okay?
I mean, I just said Arlington.
Okay, so. Halton City. There was one that we went to all the time. It's not there anymore. But it looks exactly like that. Almost like the same setup. And I was like,
yes!
Oh my God! It was freaking out.
One more thing, the Catholic thing. When they were in the back room eating the wafers, I so wanted to do that. I loved the taste of the Eucharist wafers.
Of all the things you could love to eat.
Growing up, I always wondered, like where can
wafers.
You buy them?
She doesn't like much.
Unleavened
but she likes
bread.
Her some wafers.
I like unleavened bread. They're like, it hasn't been consecrated.
The body of Christ.
It hasn't been consecrated, so it's not the body of Christ yet.
It's funny because everything but the Catholic stuff I was like nostalgic for and like my heart was beating and stuff. So it's interesting that like
Even the Catholic stuff, I was like, I didn't grow up Catholic, but I grew up very religious in the Christian, in the church, whatever.
Yeah, that was...
So everything felt like, oh.
That was very, that's what I had the biggest reaction to, was when she goes to New York and she has that experience and she ends up in the hospital with alcohol poisoning or whatever.
She's a drunk.
Or was she just drunk?
Yeah.
But
she's fine. She's just drunk. That's what the nurse says.
Oh, okay. So she gets out and she's walking around and she figures out it's Sunday. And her first instinct was to go into the church. And she wasn't Catholic. And when I was telling Joy what I love about Catholicism is that you can go into a church in New York. You can go to a church here in Texas. You can go to one in another country. And you're going to hear the same readings. And you're going to hear the same gospel. The priest will interpret it and give a different homily, but you're hearing the same message. And it's the same beginning, middle, and end. Like, it's a ritual. It's all the same no matter where you go. So I always find that very comforting.
Is this a stupid question? Like, how do they all know that they're doing the same thing? Like, do they have, like...
There's a calendar that they're
supposed to go by. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, I don't know anything about this.
It's different every year, and there's different seasons within the Catholic Church. Like, there's, I'm drawing a huge blank. Like, right now, it's the time of...
Lent.
And then whenever there's nothing going on, there's... it's called something else. I'm drawing a big blank right now. But that's what I've always loved about the Catholic Church, was it's very... it's the ceremony is the same everywhere you go. The mass is the same. I've always loved that.
That's very interesting.
Comforting.
That's a really beautiful take on it. That's never something that's ever occurred to me.
So I loved that. I related to that. That she just had this experience, this moment, and she went to where she was comfortable.
Yeah.
And I had that same experience where I had kind of stopped going to church like my sophomore, junior year. I got confirmed mostly because my mother really wanted me to. I didn't want to do my confirmation, but I did.
Yeah.
And that was kind of when I stopped. So I was like 17. When I got to UNT, my freshman year, I was really depressed. I was very isolated, very by myself. I wasn't doing very well. And there was a church right down the street from us. And that's where the priest I grew up with had gone. He left our church and went there.
Wow.
And so... I was feeling really alone and really scared, and I went there to seek comfort because it's something I know it was comforting to me. But what I had forgotten was, like, a few months before that, the Catholic Church announced that they were transitioning over to a more precise definition, translation of the Latin.
Mm-hmm.
So everything had changed. So all of the responses were different. And so I walked into church hoping to find this, like, comforting experience. And I walked in not knowing any of the words. And I, like, cried the entire mass and, like, left sobbing because this thing I was seeking for comfort wasn't there anymore. I didn't know it. So I left the theater after seeing this movie and, like, cried in my car because I understood that feeling of wanting not so much, like, the Catholic Church. Like, I wasn't seeking... God, so much as I was familiarity.
Yeah, for sure. So I totally get that.
I got that from...
That's so interesting to me, because I had no idea, I don't know, anything really about Catholicism. I do this thing wrong whenever I...
No, it's this. The Titus thing.
Titus, yeah.
Or whatever he does. I had to learn it.
What is it called?
Sign of the Cross.
Sign of the Cross. I just Titus it up, because I don't know what it is. I never knew it was that way, and when you told me that, I was like... In my head, it's not that way because I didn't grow up that, but I would find that very monotonous. But that's because I didn't know it the way that.
Yeah, you know, and it can be, and I mean that's what.
Well, also people
so boring going to church every
sometimes
Sunday.
Sometimes people see comfort in monotony,
in routines.
Routines. So you know
when you're doing it every week, yeah, it's like, ugh.
And it makes sense for you because you like to do things the same way every single time. So
yes,
for you, that makes sense.
That's perfect.
But I did feel that way, like, going every Sunday. It was like, this is the same thing over and over again.
Like, going away from it and coming back,
that it was so comforting. It was so,
maybe,
like,
that's why they do that, then.
Yeah.
Oh.
So when you're a lost sheep, you can come back.
To the flock.
Wow. I'm just blown away by the Catholic Church now.
You guys, we should all go to a mass, because the ceremony itself is just really beautiful.
Why not? I mean, it's...
Like, the... I just think it's a beautiful ceremony. Even though I'm not, identify as Catholic anymore. But
I went. I think I went to two Catholic
weddings.
Similar,
but I've never been to like a Catholic
wedding. I want
to
say that, but I don't remember. I might have been too young to understand. But I think because we know enough about ourselves to we're not going to be easily swayed. So I think something like that would be very interesting.
I've always wanted
just to see, because the more you understand everything else, the better.
The more you know.
I've always wanted to go to a bunch of different.
Yeah.
Religious.
Like that will let you come and visit.
I've wanted to go to like a synagogue. I've never been to a Jewish ceremony. I think that would be so interesting.
Same. Yeah.
And
guys, let's do it.
I went to a Tongan wedding and it's not the same thing, but.
Yeah.
But at a Tongan
church. Oh my gosh. Phenomenal. Yeah. Phenomenal.
Yeah.
But
I do think it's funny how other Christian denominations, and I don't mean to be hating on them right now, but I had a friend growing up and we were talking about church and she was like, oh, yeah, we do communion, too, but it's goldfish and grapefruit juice. And I was like,
what?
Really? What?
I've never heard of that before.
I don't think... We never did that when we were in church. Like it had to be, like, an actual,
like low budget or something?
I was like, the whole purpose of communion is there's a miracle happening within the Mass. The priest is blessing this wafer and this wine, and he's turning it into the body and the blood.
Well, see, that...
I don't think the priest would bless, like... goldfish.
That's
no, and that's it's not a Catholic mass that she was at.
Right.
But they were having their communion, that's what they were calling it, but they were passing out goldfish and grape juice. And I was like,
So you're more focusing on the priest blessing that. It's more, and I say this because I took that, it wasn't goldfish, but it was more like, this communion is symbolic of what happened. So this is not exactly that, but it's symbolism as opposed to like I'm blessing this for you to eat because it wasn't about the priest blessing this. It was about us taking it in remembrance of what he did.
Okay,
that's what it is.
That makes more sense to me.
Yeah,
I just like that's why when you said that I was like, oh, Pope, the Pope. I mean, the
Pope. Well, he does it too.
I know, but I mean,
yeah.
The Pope eats goldfish and grapefruit.
It's called the consecration when they're blessing it and it turns in from just a wafer and it becomes the body of Christ.
Yeah, see, interesting how it's like and similar, but it's different.
Once it's blessed.
You do the same things, but they have different meanings.
Mm-hmm. And once it's blessed, once they're done with it, if there's extras, it goes into the tabernacle. God, it's been a while. It's this special place that's blessed and it's where they store the extras.
Do you do communion, as a Catholic, do you do communion every Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
What? Oh, really?
That's weird. Yeah. We just did it at Easter.
No, that's like towards the end
Good
of Mass.
Friday?
I don't remember how often we did it. I just remember it was not all the time.
No, it was every Sunday.
It was more, I love it. It's interesting that you focus more on the
priest blessing.
The priest blessing as opposed to just it.
Because to me, that's what it was. It was this the fact that we were experiencing a miracle every
I love that we're
Sunday.
Learning this, though. That's great. That's very cool.
This is cool.
This is stuff I
can we
also,
have somebody else from
biggest,
some other religion
the biggest
chime
misconception
in on this?
Is, no, we are not praying to saints. We are asking the saints to pray for us.
Oh.
I got that question all the time growing up. You're not supposed to pray to anything other than God. I'm like, we're asking them to pray for us. Why do you pray to Mary? Like, we're asking
that
Holy Mary, Mother
I
of God,
I
pray
no
for
idea.
Us.
I know that. I just thought, I was like, oh, all these people crazy.
Oh.
They'd be praying to some saints.
So,
who,
like, you pray
who,
to
saints
the saints of lost, of like, children.
I'm
like,
going to pray to you, Joy.
Hey.
Profession sense. And Anna for
organization.
Please, Anna, give me strength to organize my room.
You're asking the saints to give, to, you know, say a little word for me. Like, hey, I'm having a hard time with this. Can you speak to the big
pray
man?
Pray to the saint of Crystal for a good hair day.
So it's kind of like speaking to the assistant manager to speak to the manager.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Like, I would like to go directly to the CEO.
See, yeah, and so with...
Churches are so interesting.
It's because I don't... Christian just seems very broad.
It's very broad.
But, and also non-denominational is basically a denomination, but whatever.
Right.
Anyways, it's more like straight to the Jesus, straight to God. Like there's no
roadblocks.
Don't pass go. Don't collect $200. Just straight to God.
I also
don't
didn't rent. Grow up memorizing Bible passages. Like I had friends that could just spout it off like it was second nature to them. We did not like the Catholic Church is not focused so much on like Bible. There's
Bible
studies.
Like, yeah. We got hit over the head with Bible.
You go to Bible studies, and there was a lot of different Bible studies, but there wasn't like we read from the Bible three times because we read the gospel, and there was two readings.
Yeah,
but it wasn't
like
everyone
gospel,
needs
Matthew,
to know
Mark,
all these passages.
Gospel was Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John only.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
not the rest of the New Testament.
First of all, side note, I love that we're having like a mature conversation about religion, and it's not turning like some crazy. It's a testament to our maturity, our friendship, all of it.
Awesome. Anyways. Let's go do mass.
I'm sorry. I'm
down.
I've never done it before, and
it's been since 2012 when I went. So it's been a while for me.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So what are we talking about now? Lady Bird. Okay.
Awesome. That was something that I was like, it was nice to see that like there were some like, that they treated it maturely and like, yeah, she's not really Catholic, but she respects it enough to go back to it every once in a while. And I thought that was nice. I thought the scene with her and her best friend laying down eating the crackers, I was like, that's me.
That's us.
Yeah. I'm just hungry. I just want some crackers, please.
I'm just hungry.
Her best friend, though.
Oh, can we talk about her friend? I related to Julie so much.
Her name is
Julie?
Beanie. That's a horrible name. She's Jonah Hill's sister.
Ben Platt's best friend.
Ben Platt's best friend? Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that. I don't know what that was. That was a weird sound I just made.
She is so adorable. I was like, that's me. Your friend. I look like that. I look like that in high school.
I'm bad at deciding what I was in high school. I don't know. I just went to high school. I don't know. I like to say I was Lizzie McGuire because I went to school with the same people for a long time. Mm-hmm. I knew the popular kids because I grew up with them, but they never talked to me, but I knew of them. But if I ever in a situation where I was just me and them, they'd still talk to me. But I still had my group of friends that did my own thing. So I think I was pretty much Lizzie McGuire, but without her fashion sense, I didn't have that at all. I dreamed about it.
I love that she mixed her own nail polishes.
I know, right? She's doing the most.
That is some talent.
Yeah, maybe she did the gold for that gold medal girl kind of thing. Go, whatever.
I just remember her being on the phone with Miranda, like, I'm trying to mix this nail polish, and she was like mixing the colors. I was like, that's so cool.
I don't got time or patience for that no more. Ugh. Anyways, so yeah, it's hard to. I don't think I was either. I wasn't the crazy like wow wackadoo like her, like Lady Bird, and I wasn't the friend either. I was more towards the friend, but I still don't know.
That like it was really interesting in Lady Bird's journey that she already knew herself and she already had a solid idea of who she was as a person. But instead of like working backwards and not knowing yourself and finding yourself at the end, she kind of worked the other way around.
But I think she was also discovering that who she thought she was wasn't quite who she was. Yes,
that is growing up. Oh, my God.
Because when the nun was telling her, like, you obviously love Sacramento, she goes,
I don't.
Yeah. And she was like, no, you do. And then that phone conversation with her mom at the end, like, do you remember the first time you drove in Sacramento? Like, that was...
Okay,
that's what I need... Okay, hold on. So that's what I was waiting
the
on.
The mother...
Before we get there, though.
Okay, let's do some other stuff.
Favorite parts of the movie is when she's like, do you want to go do her favorite thing? And they go look at fancy houses.
Me and my mom have done that same exact thing.
My dad was a roofer when I was a kid. So he would roof all these really nice houses. So back in the day, they would just have open houses. And the door would just be open and the key wasn't in the mat or whatever. So we used to go in these nice, beautiful houses that sometimes had a little bit of furniture, sometimes didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And just like play around these nice houses. And when that was happening, I was like almost in tears. So I was like, that's what we do. Ha! Yeah. That was like making me choke up.
The whole thing. Okay, so like... The whole reason why I really love this movie and it, like, touched my heart and soul was that I went to go see it with my mom because we saw a trailer for it when we were watching some other movie a couple weeks earlier. And everything that people said in that trailer about her and her mom and how they were actually not as different as she thought they were was, like, literally those words, word for word, have been said to me and my mom. And I was like, wait, what? Are they talking about us?
It's so real.
Yeah, it was so real. Because, like, we went to go see it together because I was like, oh, this must be, like... I know it's, like, a coming-of-age thing, but I'm like, it's definitely centered around mom. And I was like, I know we've all had... Oh, I had that, like, crazy time where I was like, mom's dumb. Mom doesn't know what she's talking about. And then I come around and I'm like, wait a second.
That's what maturity is.
100% right the whole time. I'm so dumb. Let me grow up.
You know what's funny is you call it a coming-of-age movie, but I see it more as, like, a call-your-mom movie. I see it as a relationship with her mother.
That's what... And I think on Twitter is what... On Twitter, when the movie first came out, is that a bunch of people, after seeing the movie, that's what they did. They called their moms.
Yeah.
And that's what everybody was doing.
It's definitely a mom and daughter movie.
And I was like, I was holding my mom. I was like, wow, I love you so much.
Because the mother-daughter relationship is such an interesting one, you know. There's so much fighting. So many ways you can fight it? And scream and hate her in the same sentence as you, like, love her. And it sounds absolutely ridiculous to anybody else. But if you're not a mother or a daughter and you don't, it's just... Like, they're at Thrift Town, right? And they're shopping, and she's like, you gotta get this, blah, blah, blah. Oh, this dress is so cute. Like, in an instant literally, change. Literally. That's so realistic.
Yes.
It's, like, not even funny.
Especially, like, teenage years.
Yeah, like, I know. Oh, my God. Yes.
I was watching the whole thing, and I was just, like, cringing at how,
for like, so long, you, like, hate your mom because you think she's destroying your life, but really she's just...
Looking out for you.
She's building up a world for you to live your best life, and then when you realize it, it's like this beautiful moment. Ah!
I thought it was so interesting when they were in the thrift store, and she was like, "I just want you to be the best version of what you can be."
Oh my God! And she was like, "I'm gonna cry. I'm gonna start crying."
What if this is the best version?
Man! I love that she can be so savage and be like, "Well, you're not gonna get into college." But like at the
you
same
might
time,
as well go to community college.
Yeah, but and go to jail.
Yeah,
go back to college.
Oh my God! So that opening scene, that was like, I didn't know that scene was in the beginning, and I didn't know she was gonna do what she did and just jump out of the car.
I saw that. I was like, she's so dramatic. Oh my
she's
God.
So dramatic. But I was like, I wouldn't have done that, but I definitely would have done something.
And also, it's a Hollywood version of dramatic.
Because, I said this to Joy. I said, I wish I had just an ounce of Lady Bird's confidence.
Right. Gosh.
Because she just, like, walks up to whoever and is just like...
taps him on the shoulder, like, hey, I'm going to talk to you. You're talking to me now. Mm-hmm. And she's not afraid.
Joy, I think you have that, actually.
I'm going
to
go die.
Compared to us three. The other person sitting here.
There's a ghost.
Who's a ghost?
No, it's our fur dog. Our hair dog.
Oh, God. Of us two, you definitely have a...
Definitely more outgoing.
Faux show.
Sometimes.
No. It goes... Least, middle, most. And I think she's okay with me saying that.
Very.
And me only middle because I had to deal with people all day. And so I had to
You're forced to do it.
Yeah. It was a skill I had to learn. So, you know.
I think that's so weird, thinking about that now. Because I know when I was in high school or when I was Lady Bird's age, I was like. And, I wanted to be people's friends and, wanted to talk to people, but I just couldn't do it. And even the other day, I don't know what to call it, but, I hate, being at a restaurant or being, somewhere and, asking the waiter or the waitress or whoever for something. I'm like, no, you ask. I hate doing that. I get so embarrassed at it. But I'll go ahead and give a big speech in front of the class.
Really?
That's fine. Like, I hate,
asking
I'm
for things is very different. And, being needy is what is what you see it as, but...
Yeah.
I get that.
I think maybe I like to preface it, but, I hate to bother you, even though it's your fucking job, but...
Right.
I don't say that, but, I just... I make it my fault.
I get really nervous about that. I'm like, I can't do it. I'll just go without ketchup.
You know what? It's funny because when it's me, myself, I won't do it. But with someone else, I'm like, okay, yes, I'll say it for you. Hey, you messed up her order. You need to fix it. But if it's me, I'm like,
she did that to me at Sonic because they always fuck it up and I don't want the tots. I always ask for fries instead of tots. And twice they brought out that she asked us five times when we were asking orders. So you don't want tots, you want fries.
It's a mess.
Correct. Yes. I want fries. Okay. And on that, you didn't want tots, right? Correct. And then finally they come out, they bring out our meal, and I have fucking tots. I was like, you know what? I like tots. They're fine. I prefer fries. And Chris was like, no, we're getting fries.
So I was like, it's not that hard. She's an idiot. It's not like... And I think if you had been driving, you probably would have driven off. But driven?
Driven.
Driven.
Driven? I'm educated. But because I was in the driver's seat, I was like, nope! hello, beep beep, or whatever.
And she won't drive off until I check my burger to make sure it's right.
Yes, because I know that she's, anyways.
She wants things the way she wants
but them. But if it was my burger, I'd be like, it's fine, I'll just pick it off. Because I don't know. I can't explain to
you. She knows I won't pick it off, though.
But still, even if you didn't,
she'll just not eat it.
Yeah. It's just...
And figure it out.
And you know what's funny? Is my sister is, it's the same way. I don't want to, say anything. My sister's like, no! So she'll grab my burger and be like... She's way meaner than me, but,
She's what?
She's way meaner than me about it. Oh. Not the mean, she's much more,
Aggressive
about it than me. But she knows that I don't like that, so she'll just do it. I think that's my mama bird that comes out, or my big sisterness. So I'm like, no, you are gonna eat what you want, right? Like that. even if it like at my expense, I'll do it. It's fine.
Yeah. I think it just comes from like I'm the oldest, so I always had to like speak for everybody else,
yeah,
kind of.
Yeah.
And just like what happened and like in high school and early college and all that shit, I had to be that person.
Yeah.
So I was just kind of like forced into it. But it takes a lot of like, all right, you're not a piece of shit. Let's do it. You can do it. You look great today. Your eyebrows are fucked up, but you look great. Go do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm just like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, I have way more confidence in other people than I do in myself, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And that took me like years to realize. Like years.
But I'm like, that's why I'm always like, you're so fucking great. Crystal, you're so pretty.
But it's so
Anna,
funny.
You're so beautiful.
It's, I don't know how to take compliments. Yeah. I'm like the
worst. Crystal, you're so pretty!
And I am better than I was like 5 years ago, I promise.
Oh, no, yeah.
But it's a constant thing I have to work at. Like,
yeah.
Don't make a face. Just say thank you. Like, you don't gotta make a...
I lost the part.
You don't have to counter it with an insult on yourself. Like, you just shut up and take it, basically, is what I'm trying to say.
But don't stick your head in your shirt.
Don't turtle.
Don't turtle. I try not to, but anyways, that's a work in progress.
It's a
work in progress. Me.
But I was very similar to Lady Bird in that I was like, I'm gonna get out of Texas. I'm gonna go to another school.
Same.
I'm gonna go to. I was so interested in Sarah Lawrence.
And look at us now.
We did so well.
We did so good.
And
no,
wait, I'm the only one who actually lived in New York.
Bitch, get out of here.
And I was the one. I was like, I don't want to go anywhere. I'm scared.
This is why I should never wish for anything, because it's not gonna come true. I'm never
going to
work at anything ever again, and my dreams will come true.
I'm the most scared of, like, doing anything, like, scary, and I moved out of the state.
I wish I would have known you then.
Crazy town, man.
Bitch, me too.
I mean, like, known you.
I would have just been like, fuck school. I would just move there.
Were you ever a hostess at a restaurant?
For, like, a brief moment of my life.
Where at?
No, not a hostess. I worked at Sonic for a long time.
Right.
And one of the owners of that Sonic was part owner of Boston's Pizza.
Oh, that's right.
Which is not there anymore. And he was going to hire me as a hostess, but he's like, no, I think you're real good. You'd be a waitress. So I skipped that whole thing. I was a waitress right off the bat. And I was like, I hate this because people are awful and I don't want to do this anymore. So he's like, okay, fine. So he was just trying it out. But I was never actually a hostess.
Every once in a while, we'd go to a restaurant and someone would see us. And I want to say I was, like, on the border, but I always thought she was you.
Really? No, I never.
So I'm like, I think I know her. I think that's so-and-so's older. Like, I think I know who.
I never worked there, no.
Who was you?
Yeah, so every time I think about the fact that I moved over there.
That's crazy. Because we talked about it. Because, like, I was ready to, like, pack my bags and go. And then, like, money, and then my family collapsed, mm-hmm. and so I couldn't go, because it would have been shitty for me to just leave my mom.
Well, yeah, that's why I came back. I had things happen, and I had to,
So I really...
I had to be the oldest.
Right. Same. And yeah, so, because I had already talked to admissions lady at FITM.
Oh,
Yeah, like, I had already, like, prepared my portfolio, and I was, like, getting ready to start sewing stuff, and, like...
I auditioned for a school in New York. Well, that's smart. I just moved. I had no job. I was just like, oh, I have to
find a job there in like 5 seconds.
No, you cannot. I found one somewhere. If you're willing to do like whatever, yes.
I mean, yeah.
But I had somewhere to live, and that was all I had.
I auditioned, and then I never sent in my transcripts because I got too scared.
Oh no!
Because my audition went terribly, so I was like, I'm not sending in my transcripts.
Well, how about you audition right now? Go ahead
and go. Beautiful. You're hired. You're accepted.
And then I was very interested in Sarah Lawrence.
No.
Sorry. I got like, cover your ears. I got like a cough. I'm sorry.
I remember like dreaming of Sarah Lawrence as like, oh, that would be such a great school and like blah, blah, blah.
I was
like,
so interested because I didn't look at your test scores. Because I bombed my SAT and ACT because I'm not a great test taker. So I was like, they don't look at your test scores. I'm going to go to this awesome school. I'm going to be so smart and so educated. And people are going to like me. And a big reason I stayed is I have such an amazing relationship with one of my younger cousins. And it was it mirrors the relationship I have with her mother. And then she had just had another kid when I was in high school. So she had a baby. And I didn't want to leave them. And then my other cousins were having their babies, and I was like, I want the chance to be as much part of their lives as I was of hers.
Yeah. And that was hard, leaving my brother. He was relatively young.
Mm-hmm. He's in middle school, right?
It was, yeah. So he's older.
Yeah, but he wasn't a baby.
But I just remember thinking, everything is in place. I almost have to go. If I don't do this, I'll regret it for the rest of my life. Yeah. So I just had to, and I was so scared. Because if you know anything about me, I'm not a risk taker. I'm a big fat chicken. So the fact that I moved.
She's a chicken.
I quit my job. I just got done doing Beauty and the Beast. And I just left.
Did I ever tell you why I invited you with me on that road trip that spring break?
Because
I went to go look at that school.
What do you mean?
I wanted you to come with me because I was like, if this happens and I end up coming out here, I know Crystal's the only friend that might come with me.
And I really was thinking about it when we were, it was beautiful over there.
North Carolina was beautiful. And I was like, if I decide to do this, I don't want to go alone. And I think I can convince Crystal to come with me. So that's why I made you come.
And you could have. And then we wouldn't have met and I would have been so sad.
And then didn't you miss your meeting anyway? She was so like, okay, we're going to be here this time. So calculated. Blah, 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 blah. And then she missed it.
I had everything so
planned. You're never late for anything.
I didn't account for the time change.
Oh my God.
So she's like, oh, I guess we just walk around campus.
We woke up. We got there and I was like, wait.
I forgot about that.
Because we stayed in Georgia. We crashed in Atlanta that first night. Or no, it wasn't Atlanta. We were somewhere else. Atlanta was the way back. But we crashed somewhere and I woke up the next morning and my phone had changed the time. And I was like, oh my God. So I'm driving and I'm thinking like, I calculated this right? And then I was like, no, we're going to get there right as the meeting's ending. I had it calculated where we'd be getting on campus like 10 minutes before my meeting. So I was just going to park. Crystal was going to walk around while I went to this.
I was ready.
This thing. Missed it completely.
Oh no.
Never told my parents. I told them I was late. Shh. Hi mom. Hi dad. I did not waste a trip to North Carolina.
No, you didn't. We got to see the wall where Pacey gave Joey.
Yes,
that was worth the entire trip.
And we were on the beach.
I don't want to wait. And then I cried.
I was so sad that the river court was gone from One Tree Hill.
And then we saw that thing where the cast wrote the whatever.
Yeah.
No, you didn't tell me that. So that's beautiful.
Yeah, that's why I made you come with me.
So when our lease is up in like another year, can we just be like prepped and ready to go to bye bye? Make the big move.
We'll talk about that later. Okay, back to the task at hand. Okay. So
oh yeah, we're talking about a movie, not our lives.
It's funny, and I know
it's because this movie is just so like easily
it was very
relatable
to
everything.
Us. Very relatable
for like pretty much anyone.
Way more than I was ready for, that I even realized.
Yeah.
Like thinking more about it today, I was like, like the girl had my shirt. I had that shirt when I was in high school. That's when I was like, this is excellent detail.
Let's talk.
But then I realized that, okay, so
yeah.
When she gets to the airport, leaving to New York, there's a sign that says United, and it's the wrong logo. United and Continental didn't merge until, like, I wrote 2010.
Well, when they
you
get to
you are very detail-oriented.
When
oh
they
God.
Went to New York and
I was
they showed
the story.
What's my father?
When they get to New York and they show the street, I was like, yeah, those cars are not from 2002. That I think my aunt has that Traverse right now. Like, it was... I was like, good try.
I mean, for everything... Well, New York, it might be harder because
yeah.
it's a big city. But the airport, I saw the United logo and I was like, that's incorrect. It's not 2002. But anyways, I noticed that because my...
Your dad works.
My father. Okay, so this nominated for Best Picture. Yes, obviously.
Yeah.
Best Actress. Do you think... Saoirse Ronan, do you think...
Who's
I think it was a great performance. Sally Hawkins.
Margot
Robbie. Frances
who's
going to
win? See, I like Saoirse Ronan. I think she did a great job. She's not going to win, though.
No.
Her third nomination...
She doesn't need to, though. She's like... She's very talented.
It's her third nomination, which I forgot about.
Wow.
But she did win the Golden Globe. So
that's close enough.
For me. And Hollywood loves an ingenue. So, but she's consistently great.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like,
she hasn't done anything
she's quickly
terrible.
Becoming one of my favorite actresses. Like, if I see her in something, like, oh, it's going to be good, I'll go watch it. I saw a trailer for something that she's in today, a movie coming out in a few months or a few weeks or whatever, and it looks really interesting. I forget what it's called.
I was just blown away by her in Atonement. I was like, this kid.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
Everything I've seen
she's
her in.
She's a kid, and she's phenomenal.
Everything
this
I've seen
crazy.
Her in is great.
Okay, Best Supporting Actress, Laurie Metcalf. She won't win. Allison Janney will. But, you know,
the year
of Laurie Metcalf won the Tony this year, right?
Yeah, for Best Actress in A Dollhouse Part 2.
I think
one award is
Laurie Metcalf was fantastic.
She was amazing.
You can see the worry that she has to work double shifts because her husband wants to drop in her eyes when she's talking to her. You can see in the drop of her shoulders how she just wants to, like, wants to love you, but it's her daughter, but it's so hard because she's so difficult. Like, all of her body movements were killing me because I can read that. I recognize that. And I think that's the best part of an actress to me is when they're acting with everything, not just with their words, with their face, with their body. I love that so much. Love it, love it, love it.
And Tracy Letts is so fantastic. I enjoy him as an actor.
Who's Tracy Letts?
He was the father. Okay. But he's also a playwright. He wrote August, Osage County.
Wow, very cool.
Yeah, and then he's also in The Post.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's in The Post.
I saw...
literally everybody's in The Post. We looked at the cast.
And I was like, holy shit, everyone I love is in this movie.
Literally.
Okay, so it's also for Best Director, obviously, Greta Gerwig. She won't win. It'll be Guillermo del Toro, I think.
You think?
Because he's won every major award up to this. But good on, I think she deserves that nomination.
I think so too.
It was excellent. Excellent. And now I go, everyone was an uproar because she was nominated previously.
Yeah. For the Globe.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay. Original screenplay. I think that of all the awards has the best chance to win, honestly.
What else? Get Out.
I don't remember.
Shape of Water.
Yeah, Get Out. Original Scream. I can't pull it up. I'm sorry. Which I did a little research. And the last woman to win Best Original Screenplay was Del Bocote for Juno,
2007. Wow.
Which is the same type of movie coming of age.
I remember when that happened. I remember watching those awards.
So that's interesting. But I think the best, I mean, Original Screenplay is its best chance to win, for sure.
I love indie movies, and I like, I love the fantastical movies that, like, they're so fantasy-inspired and otherworldly, and they take you out of your mind. But I also, I've always, always had a deep love for just good, truthful stories.
Yeah.
And I was telling you the other day, like, when I would go to Blockbuster as a kid, even when I was, like, 11, 12, I found myself renting indie movies because I appreciated that kind of storytelling. So and then last night we were playing around on iTunes looking at all the movies. I was like, yep, I've seen all those movies on the suggestion.
So Best Original Screenplay is The Big Sick, Get Out,
The Big Sick,
Lady Bird, Shape of Water, and Three Billboards. If it wins, honestly, I don't think it's going to win anything. I think it's probably going to go empty-handed.
Lady Bird?
I think so. As much as I like it, it's almost not comparable to the other to Shape of Water, honestly.
Yeah.
It's almost not fair a little bit.
Because they're so different.
But if it wins anything, it'll be screenplay, I think. Cuz I think it was, like you said, there's no flaws.
There wasn't a flaw,
you know. But yeah. Yeah. Juno 2007, that was the last time a woman won for original screenplay.
Interesting.
Oh, that's what the line was.
Hmm?
When the dad's talking to Lady Bird in the room, he's like, I know you and your mom get into fights all the time, but you both have such strong personalities. And literally, word for word, somebody has told that to me and my mother. And I was like, that's it. This is going to be a great movie. It's beautiful.
And that was reminiscent, too. I remember...
I know you always tell me I'm abrasive.
Getting in a fight with my mom or whatever. We go into my room and then my dad's coming over there trying to be like, are you okay? You know, trying to be like the mediator. That's totally... This movie!
The one scene that broke my heart was when the dad comes out of the interview and the son is walking in.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It was a... Yeah. That was a beautiful moment and it broke my heart.
Wow.
And he was like, you're going to do great. It's going to be good.
I was okay. I really was okay until she said, oh my God, I love you and thank you. That was really beautiful to me.
And done scene.
So we enjoyed it.
Because that phrase is everything. It's enough. So many things in just that simple phrase.
Great writing.
Yeah.
An original screenplay.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? Tears are coming out, so I think we're officially done.
All right.
Have you seen
Holy Lady Bird? 45 minutes. Oh, my God.
That's our longest conversation with Oscar.
No, the Oscar one was.
Oh, and my boyfriend played a jerk, but he was brilliant.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I fucking hate his character, but he's so good at playing it. I fucking hated him. I was like, you're that stupid douche that was in every high school.
I would have totally had a crush on him.
What a fucking asshole.
Yes.
I would have been too scared to talk to him, but I would have had a crush
My friends would have had crushes on him, and I would have been like, don't fucking waste your time. He's a piece of shit.
I would have just gone up to you afar.
And been like, bitch, don't even.
I would have been like staring at him in class like, what are you writing down?
Or I was like,
what is he reading?
He's probably watching an indie
But
movie.
I would never go talk to him because he scares me.
I would definitely love him from far. And like if I saw him reading a book, I'd be like, I'm going to go read that book now. So if we ever do end up talking, I can talk about this book with him.
But then, oh my God.
But then he'll never talk to you because he's in the corner by himself. So, okay.
What a loser.
So, what we've seen, which one is your favorite?
Or which one do you see why I'm so torn now?
Hold on. Okay. So, which one do you want to win? Which do you think will win? The ones we've seen.
I think something will win that we haven't seen.
Probably. Yeah. Me too.
Which I'm not cool with.
I'm not because what we've seen is so good. I don't want to make my... But,
I would like... it's a three-way tie.
No, Joy.
Okay, if I really had to pick one, I'd probably go with this one.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm very torn.
But was that always your choice?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I think you said that before. I don't remember.
No, I'm pretty sure it's been a three-way tie the whole way, but...
I'm the most indecisive person. Okay, so forget
you. You can't ask me to do things, but I wish it was...
Well, it's not. So, Anna, your turn.
Lady Bird.
I don't know. This one changes it a lot, because... This one was more personal for me. I connected to it a lot more than I have any of the others. And like we said, I think it's, you know, virtually a perfect movie. It wasn't too long. It wasn't too short. It wasn't missing anything.
It was like 90 minutes or like something like that, right?
I don't know.
Perfect length.
But I didn't feel like it was missing anything. But I can't... That doesn't take away from my reaction of Call Me By Your Name, like that gut reaction that it made me have. And I fell in love with it so instantly. I kind of knew I was going to have this reaction with this movie because it was mother-daughter based and because it had Catholicism in it. So I kind of was prepared for that reaction and that connection. I don't know. I'll probably still say Call Me By Your Name.
Yeah?
Because I love a good love story.
That's definitely you.
And we still got the tattoo bet going on, so.
Oh, yeah! Oh, my God! I forgot that.
I'm not gonna get a tattoo. Ooh.
I'm kind of, like, thinking about
it. No, you said.
We will be there.
No, I'll do it, but I'm planning, like, if it does happen, I don't want to be, like.
Can it be in my writing? Can I write it out?
Your handwriting sucks.
Wow.
Bitch. If you write it nicely, I'll think about it.
I'm just going to do permanent marker on your body when you're asleep. So there you go.
Permanent marker washes off. I should know.
Draw dicks on
As
my
a
face.
Swimmer, we used to write with permanent markers on our backs.
As a swimmer?
I know.
I was like picturing it in my head.
Back in my swimmer days.
I'm sorry. As a dancer,
Fuck you both. No, the backs of your swimsuit, we would write, like, eat my bubbles and things like that and permanent marker on our back.
Was this fourth grade?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I started swimming in, like, the fourth grade.
Oh, my God. You got it right.
I had Sophie shorts that said eat my bubbles on them.
Sophie shorts. Well, that joke went flat because that was true. anyways, eat my bubbles. She gets
Crystal.
That tattooed.
9 out of 10. No. Or 9 out of... Whatever.
Well, initially I had said that Call Me By Your Name was my favorite just because I loved the way it was told. Mm-hmm. The acting was great. That last scene with Timothy Chalamet is phenomenal.
Chalamet.
What did I say?
Nothing. Keep going.
Are you correcting me right now?
She corrected you.
Can you let me talk? I didn't correct you when you say
No, but I thought it was
thanks.
Oh my. Girl, neither, none of us can talk here.
Remember the mature conversation we had earlier?
We can have mature conversations about religion, but not about Timothy Chalamet. No,
it's Timotei.
Oh my god.
Wee.
Of course, that's her favorite.
I'm done with both of you. It's over.
Okay, well, oh, I'm sorry. So, of the ones we've seen, it's hard to compare them because if you look at The Shape of Water and technically how beautiful that is,
yeah,
and in the artistry in that is fantastic. But then you see like Lady Bird and its nuances and it's how it's just so, it's perfectly packaged. That's tough. That's really tough.
It's good without, it packs a punch without having to do
much. I feel the need to say Lady Bird just because I felt it in here.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, kind of how I felt when I saw,
Moonlight.
No, I can't relate to that. I'm not black or gay. or in
that
Miami.
That we know of yet. To quote Lady Bird.
Oh my god. No, what was that movie? What was that? One Day at a Time. Kind of like how I felt when I watched One Day at a Time. How it was like, ugh, like it hit me in the heart. Like, this is real. That's a similar feeling I have watching this movie.
I know One Day at a Time is a TV show, but can we give it an Oscar anyways?
Sure. We'll make a little Oscar. Oscar.
Oscar.
We're going to put it on the mantle. One Day at a Time.
The words or just the Oscar?
The words on the Oscar. We have to go to Michael's anyway, so we'll pick one up.
So to me right now, it's a tie between The Shape of Water and... Oh, I don't know, but Dunkirk was good too.
But as a best picture, though.
For me, a best picture has to tell a really beautiful story.
Well, yeah, but like, it also has to be, like...
Well made.
Well done.
I agree, but for me, I would prefer a well-told story. Like,
and remember, we talked about Dunkirk, and there was some story...
Yeah, but that stunning cinematography was, like, that's out of this world.
Yeah, I think it should win cinematography for sure.
Mm-hmm. I think, for me, it's between The Shape of Water and... No, you know what? No, it is Lady Bird, because the whole with the fish was weird, and it's still weird to me. Even though, shout out, because you're Mexican, and it was beautiful. I love the color palette. Lady Bird is probably my pick. It's not gonna win, but it's my
your front runner.
It's my personal front runner. But yeah, that's our discussion on that. We've been talking a long time already.
Almost an hour.
That's fine, that's normal, right?
It still smells like pizza.
It's in your nose, girl.
What? I'm
really
so
want
hungry.
Pizza now.
Oh my god. Go get pizza.
Can we pizza?
Give me pizza.
Make a wish.
P-I-Z-Z-A.
Which, you do this every time. You know I haven't seen those since I was
one
like
other
five.
Time, and not every time.
Neither
bitch,
have we.
Literally
but we still
every
know
other
it.
Time. Every other.
What
time.
Have I seen? What haven't I seen?
The Mary Kate and Ashley video.
I've seen it.
Not since we were little.
No, I watch it like every Friday. No.
<That's> stupid.
Every time I have pizza, I'm like, hold on.
Anyways, we have feelings and we have to go.
Bye.